السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد ان سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى اله واصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته الى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه، ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا، ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. الله سبحانه وتعالى has made people into two categories. Some people are chosen by Allah Azza wa Jal. They are Anbiya and Rusul. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, indeed, He chose Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the rest. Some people are special, they are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their status cannot be earned. It is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot aspire to have that status because that door is not open. The door of Nubuwa is closed. Nobody can become Nabi. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is not father of anyone among you. However, he is messenger of Allah and he is the final of the prophets. So he is the final messenger of Allah عز وجل. So on one hand, we have Anbiya and Rusul who are chosen by Allah Azza wa Jal. On the other hand, we have the rest of the people, the common people. There are so many qualities and so many characteristics that distinguish Anbiya alayhi salam from the rest of the people. Nabi and Rasul is different from other people in many ways. And one of the characteristics of Nubuwa is Isma. Isma yani Nabi is protected. If Allah Azza wa Jal would choose somebody to be His messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also have arrangement that Nabi and Rasul will be masoom. He will be free from any sins. He will not commit any sins whatsoever. Because Nabi and Rasul is guide, is going to lead people by example. People are going to follow them. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. There is good example for you in the Messenger of Allah. So good example, yani you follow their example. So if they do something wrong, then people will do wrong. That's why Nabi and Rasul, they don't do anything wrong. They are ma'soom. Allah Azza wa Jal, He protects them against the sin and against anything that is inappropriate. Rest of the people are not ma'soom. We are human beings. We can try to be good. We can try to be as better as possible, as best as possible. But there is always a risk that a person might commit a sin. Among these people, among the rest, there are categories. There are Siddiqeen, there are Shuhada, there are Salihin, etc. Where there is risk. And for this reason, there is another difference between a Nabi and a Ghair Nabi. Anbiya alayhi salam, they do not take the effect of the environment. they influence the environment. Anbiya alayhi salam, they are influencers, not those who receive the influence of others. Rest of the people are easily influenced by the environment. No matter who you are, no matter who we are, even if a person is wise, even if a person is educated, even a person is knowledgeable, can easily be affected by the environment. Even if something is false, you can make somebody believe that this is true. There are ways and means of influencing people. That's why Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Quran in many places about the nafs, that the nafs that commands the evil, that we should be careful about ourselves and we should be careful about the company that we have, where we spend our time, how we spend our time, because that is going to influence us. It can be a person whom we are spending our time, or it can be an activity where we are spending our time. Like people spend time with people, or people engage in certain activities, or in no activity, but that is also engagement. That is going to have an influence on the human mind and on the human heart. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran that the friends on the day of judgment are going to be enemies. الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضٌ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. People who used to be together, people who used to spend a lot of time together, people who used to do certain activities together, on the day of judgment they will go against each other. How come? On the day of judgment, when the negative will come out, then the blame game will start. No, you were the reason. No, actually, I was not the reason. You did this, I did this. You influenced me, I influenced you. So, on the day of judgment, the people who used to be together, they will become enemies. إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Except those who have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This difference, unfortunately, sometimes is not obvious in our minds. Sometimes we think we are all right, our family is all right, our kids are all right, as if we are immune, as if we don't need to take any precautions, as if we don't need to do anything, which is not true. We are not immune. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. As long as we have nafs, we are not immune. As long as we have shaitan, shaitan has promised to mislead human being. And shaitan is around. Shaitan is going to be around. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla has given him muhla until the day of judgment. So as long as we have nafs and as long as we have shaitan, we are not immune. Nabi, yes. Nabi can be one person against the entire people. People can have beliefs that will not affect the belief of the Nabi. People can have practices that will not affect the practice of a Nabi. People can do halal, haram, can do right, wrong, but Nabi will be on the right path. Even if he is on his own, there are many Anbiya alayhi salam who were on their own. And for sure, many Anbiya in the initial stages, they were on their own. There is nobody to support them. There is nobody on their side. But still, a Nabi will be clear. A Nabi will know haq and batil. A Nabi will know what is right, what is wrong, and will remain firm and clear. But a person other than Nabi can easily be influenced. Our minds, our hearts can be easily manipulated, can easily change. And heart in Arabic is called qalb. It is called qalb because it keeps turning around. It keeps turning upside down. People say, I changed my mind. Right? People say, I changed my mind. Well, people change their mind and people also change their heart. For this reason, the ulama, they say that it is important that we become part of environment and we support the environment of good. We have to become part of the good environment and we have to support the good environment. Otherwise, if we remain on our own, even though we might be doing something good, for how long that good will continue? There is no guarantee. For how long that good will continue in our children? There is no guarantee. For how long that good will continue in the children of children? There is no guarantee. The only way is that we become part of the environment of Iman, part of the environment of Taqwa, and we also support and help the environment of good. This is so important that Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran, and in fact commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدُعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. You remain patient. You remain persistent with those who call upon their Lord in the morning and the evening. And those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal in the morning and the evening, you stay with them. Yani those who are following the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, those who always obey Allah Azza wa Jal, those who always remember Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stay with them. Although the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not in need of that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is not in need of that. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar. Allah Azza wa Jal has already forgiven him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is not in need of that. But still Allah Azza wa Jal said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you stay with them. You stay with them so that you support them. Because the Sahaba, they need your company. Other people, they need each other's company. But the believers, they need the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, look at what Allah Azza wa Jal has said. وَلَا تَعْدُوا عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Do not let your eyes go beyond. Oh, these are simple people. These are humble people. I should have some fancy people. لَا تَعْدُوا عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Do not look for somebody else. These are not very advanced people. I need to have advanced friends. I need to have high-tech friends. لَا تَعْدُوا عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. These are the good people. Stay with them. Because they remember Allah in the morning and in the evening. وَلَا تَعْدُوا عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You know, do not look for somebody else looking for the beauty of the world. Because the real beauty is the beauty of Akhirah. وَلَا تُضِعْ مَنْ أَخْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. And do not obey someone whose heart is not connected with our remembrance. A person whose heart is not connected with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, do not obey him. Do not be with him. Do not follow him. This is the command Allah is giving to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So actually this is a command for us. That's why my brothers, we are human beings and we need to support each other so that we remain on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We remain on the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we support each other, inshallah, we can resist together the temptation of nafs and the temptations of shaitan. For this, if we have environment, that's good. We can become part of that environment. If there is no environment, sometimes some people, they find themselves in isolation. Well, you create that environment. you make an effort and create that environment. There is no other way. Either you become part of the good environment or you create the good environment and take the people along with you. Alhamdulillah, with this in mind, in the month of July, we have a Tarbiyah camp at Rahmat Alam. So this is aimed for the youth. We need to provide opportunities and we need to create opportunities for our youth where they can be together, where they can learn from one another, where they can spend some time in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the environment of the masjid, environment of Iman. As we have announced previously as well, so we encourage everybody, and especially the youth, to take part in this program of July. And also you can let other people know, even if they are out of Chicago, or even if they are in different states, because we have provision for accommodation, and inshallah we will also have other facilities as well. Having said that, alhamdulillah, the month of Dhul Qa'dah is going to end today. So tomorrow will be the first day of Dhul Hijjah. And the days of Dhul Hijjah are the best days of the world. Rasulullah said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشْرِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. There are no days in which good deed is more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal than these 10 days. These 10 days are the best days of the world. أَفْضَلُ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا. 10 is important number. You have the 10 of the last 10 days of Ramadan. And now you have the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. That's why it is highly recommended that we take opportunity and do whatever we can in these 10 days. Everybody has a different situation. If you can fast, then you can fast for 9 days. Obviously, the 10th day is the day of Eid. So the day of Eid, no fasting, no Siyam. In fact, fasting is haram. On the day of Eid, it is haram to fast. But 9 days you can fast. Or you can fast 1 or 2 days. You can fast on the 9th of Arafah, 9th of Dhul Hijjah, which is the day of Arafah. And we can also spend time in the tilawah of the Quran, in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, in dua, in the service of the people, in learning, in teaching, in doing anything, anything good for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal is more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal than any other days. Many people, they used to make a lot of effort. The way the pious people used to make effort in the last 10 days of Ramadan, similarly, they also used to make a lot of effort in the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Unfortunately, because Dhul Hijjah in our mind is connected with Eid, and Eid is connected with, you know, a lot of preparation and Qurbani and everything else. So as soon as the Eid comes, we start getting ready for Eid. Well, what is Eid for? Eid, because Allah is giving us this opportunity. That is the meaning of Eid. If there is no ibadah, then what is the celebration for? May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.